Hey, this is Leo for actualize.org, and today I want to do a little video blog about the importance of inner game towards developing your career. If you are one of those individuals that happens to really care about their career and is developing their career, especially if your career is skill-based and is something that you're approaching as a long-term addition to your life where you're really developing and you're striving towards a great position career-wise over the long run, and you know that it's going to take you years, maybe even decades, to develop that kind of status and prestige that you need to be at the top of your field in whatever it is you do, whether you're a designer, an artist, a programmer, an engineer, you know, if you're doing marketing or public relations or you're in politics, whatever it is, if you're really building your career and that's something that's important to you, then I think inner game is really critical. And the way I want to talk about this is talking about my career and how I approach career development for myself, because I really ran into some real issues, inner game issues, that I think tanked my first career. So you may or may not know, but what I wanted to be since I was a kid was I wanted to be a video game designer. And that was kind of my dream job and my dream career. And so I really worked pretty hard at it. Since I was like 7 years old, I started studying that industry, analyzing games, really playing them, thinking about them, thinking about how to create games that would sell well, that would resonate with the market, that kind of stuff. And I was building up a skill set. So becoming a game designer was actually an interesting career choice because it was kind of nebulous and abstract, some of the skills that I needed. So, you know, I needed good writing skills. I needed good, rounded knowledge of history and culture, because that just comes into play when you're doing designs. I also needed a lot of experience playing games. I also needed art, a little bit of an art background. I didn't need to be good as an artist, but I needed to be able to communicate with artists, to understand what is, you know, how aesthetics work, and also understand like art pipelines, that kind of stuff. And then I also needed to understand a little bit of programming and coding, even though as a designer, most of your time is not spent coding. There are parts of the job where you could be doing coding or scripting, but also it helps to understand that because you're communicating with programmers that are actually doing the coding in the game, and you want to make sure that your designs are feasible, that they don't take too much time or too much programming effort to put forward. So it helps to have a lot of that knowledge. Also, it helps to have like marketing knowledge, helps to have business acumen to be a good designer. So a lot, it's one of those professions that that took a lot of pieces to come together. It's not as narrowly isolated as, let's say, if you wanted to be a programmer, that would be a little bit less broad, a little bit more focused. That's more technical field. Design was more of an abstract field. And so, you know, I spent a good 10, 15 years developing some skills in this department of design, studying all this stuff, trying to improve my skills, get better. And then when I got hired, the challenge I found was that I had some inner game challenges that were really preventing me from moving forward. Because what I needed to do was I needed to start building my design intuition and my design capacity, my design portfolio, and my design experience. And all of that required that I put in a lot of time doing game design. And you know, working my job, being stable at it, and investing in myself over the long term. That's kind of a concept known as building career capital. That means as you gain more experience in your career, that helps you to be able to trade up and have more value to offer to employers, or even if you're starting your own business, to your customers, because your knowledge and your experience base and your skills from that base is basically what you're using to create whatever product it is you're using to create. So in my case, maybe like a game, I'm using my skills and converting that into a game that I'm then selling to people, or into design documents that I'm giving to employers that are ultimately leading to a game that's being sold. And so that's how value is being generated. So the more skill I have, the better a design I can put forward, and the better I'll get rewarded for it in the end. Ideally, that's kind of how the system is supposed to work. But I had some blocks that really prevented me from doing game design, and ultimately, I think it's because of my lack of self-awareness and self-development that I quit that industry. Whereas if I wanted to, and if I had more of that kind of information than I have now, since I quit, I did a lot of self-help and self-development studying. And if I had that information, you know, 5 years ago or whatever, when I was going through that process, when I had my game design job, it would have been a totally different experience, because now I know best practices for developing careers. So what are some of those issues? I have some notes on it that I'm going to reference. One of the problems, or one of the ways that I really screwed up my career, was a general lack of patience, and not seeing the big picture. I was very ambitious, and one of the things, you know, when I first got my job, was that I wanted advancement in my career. And looking back on it now, it was an unrealistic expectation for the amount of advancement that I wanted. So, you know, I was thinking in terms of months, not years, not decades. I wanted to be able to progress and get raises really fast. I wanted to have impact. So the designs and the work that I was doing, I wanted to get that out to the public really fast. I wanted for people in the company to start taking notice of what I was doing, and I wanted that to be happening fast. But looking back now, I understand that the pacing and the expectations that I had set for myself there were not very realistic. So that's one of the like inner game challenges that I had that could have easily been worked out if I just had more awareness, maybe if I spoke to a coach about it, or I just had more self-development knowledge at that point. Another issue that I had was lack of focus. So I think focus is very important when you're talking about developing a career, because your career is happening over the long run, right? It's happening over years and decades. And so in that case, you can just consider all the different ways as you're pursuing your path that you can get knocked off of it by circumstances that, you know, more or less noise that happens in your life. So maybe a friend comes to you with a great business idea while you're working on your career, and it seems lucrative and it seems great, and you're very tempted to jump on it. That shows a lack of focus, lack of commitment to what you're doing. Not to say that you can never jump on opportunities like that, but one of the problems is that if you're always jumping from one thing to the next thing to the next thing, and you're not consistent and you're not building that kind of capital that you need, that massive amount of capital, so that you can be top of the field and you have more experience than all your other competitors or anybody else that is in your industry, then it's going to be hard to get the same kind of success. It's going to be hard to be able to produce the kind of products and services that you want, because you're not going to have the experience and knowledge to do it. It's going to be hard to be competing against people that have way more experience in that kind of industry or field than you do. So if you do jump on that new business idea, make sure then that that is really what you need to do, and then you're going to stick with that new business idea. It's really almost thinking of it as a shift in career track. And that's literally what happened to me. Is I had some good opportunities to do internet marketing, and so I jumped on that and ended up taking focus off of my career. And I knew at that time that that was a major shift, and that most likely I was leaving the industry forever. But still, if I had more awareness again around that, then it would have been big. And also, I just started noticing, you know, as I was running my own business, it was very easy to lose focus and to jump from project to project to project without wrapping stuff up, without finishing it up, and being very consistent and dedicated. And in terms of the success that you get in your life, that dedication is just critical. Being able to be dedicated and staying on path and staying focused is very, very important. So if you don't develop those skills, you don't recognize those pitfalls, and you want to go into your own business, or you go into a career, and then you start wondering why you're not getting the success that you want, well, maybe it's because you're jumping around and you're dabbling, and you're not really investing. Or even if you're putting a lot of time into it, you're not investing it very judiciously. So you're not using it to really build up the core skills that are providing the most value. The core skills that you're using to generate that value, that your niche is known for. So if you're a designer, you know, it's making great designs. If you're a programmer, it's about maybe making complex programming systems, or whatever that core value is of what you're offering. So that was a big one, getting more awareness around that and dialing in my inner game for that. I just had to do it through trial and error, where it would have been much nicer to have somebody kind of guide me through that stuff, or at least to have read some books about it before going into my first career. Another problem that I had was just like a feeling of an inadequacy when I got to my job, because when I was working by myself and I was building up my portfolio, I felt I started to develop a confidence in myself because I started creating little games, little projects, and those projects started getting critical success. They started getting some good reception. I saw that they were good, you know, based on my own standards. And then what ended up happening was that when I stepped up and I moved up and I got hired by, you know, by one of the best studios in the world to do design for them, all of a sudden I was surrounded by a totally different class of players. And, you know, the people that I was working with were really top-notch people. And so it started to really force me to step up. At the same time, I started to look around and I'm thinking to myself, like, wow, I realize, you know, I thought that I was the shit, but now I realize that I have a long, long, long way to go. There's still so much that I have to learn. It's like, I thought I knew 50% of what I needed to know. And then when I moved up and I started associating with people that were top-notch in the field, all of a sudden I felt like I only knew 5% of what I needed to know. And so I started feeling inadequate. And when you start to feel inadequate, acting from a position of inadequacy causes all sorts of problems. Can cause office politics problems, can cause problems with your higher-ups, your underlings, can cause problems with coworkers. It can also just kind of shake you and leave you feeling bad about where you are, where in fact, if you take a larger scale view of how you're progressing, you might actually be on exactly where you need to be. You might just be on the right track. But if you're very impatient, kind of the way that I was, and you were expecting to get a lot for a little, then what ends up happening is that inadequacy starts to cause doubts, starts to get you thinking like, well, maybe I should be doing more. Maybe I should be starting my own business. Maybe I should be doing side projects. Maybe I should be staying in the office and working later, and all this kind of stuff, which can lead to various sorts of problems that can backfire on you. If you start working too hard, maybe you'll burn out. If you start undertaking your own projects, maybe those will conflict with the stuff you're doing at work. If you start your own business, obviously that might conflict with what you're doing at work. It'll take time away. Again, that idea of shift, it'll shift focus in a different direction. So now all of a sudden, instead of focusing on pure game design, which is what I was doing at work, now all of a sudden, when I start my own business, I have to spend a lot of my time focusing on other aspects of business. So now no longer am I spending 90% of my time doing design, I'm spending maybe 10% of my time doing design, and I'm spending 20% doing programming, 20% doing art, to another 20% doing marketing, and then another 10% doing finance. And then the question is, what is the best investment of my time long term if I want to be, let's say, a designer? Is it to be spreading out my energy and spreading it out across art and programming and business and marketing and all this stuff? And maybe the answer is yes, because actually as a designer, getting a little bit of your feet wet and getting experience in all those is good. But then on the other hand, there's also something to be said about just being a really good designer and focusing all your time and energy on that. Because usually when a company hires you, or an employer hires you, or even if you're doing a business, being very specialized and having a very specialized skill set that nobody else has is a very good way to extract value and to get a lot for, in exchange for your services. So if you're the top-notch programmer that knows how to program pixel shaders, and you're the best in the world at that, then some company that needs to make awesome pixel shaders will hire you because you're the best in the world, and they'll pay you a premium for that because you're better than everybody else. They're paying you a premium for your experience because that's a scarce commodity. Whereas if you're just a generalist programmer that dabbled in all sorts of different areas of programming, and all of a sudden you go applying for a job, well, how many dabbler programmers are there? There's a lot. But there's not only a lot of those, there's also a lot of programmers that are very good in very specific areas. So usually a company has a specific role that they want a programmer to take. So maybe it's graphics, maybe it's AI, maybe it's system architecture or whatever it is, or gameplay mechanics, or networking. So usually if they have that role, they're gonna prefer to hire an expert. So if they want a networking programmer, they're gonna go hire a networking programmer. They're not gonna hire a jack of all trades, because that networking programmer is just more specialized. And the trend in society is, as society gets more and more complex, niches become more and more focused, and specialization becomes more and more more and more of a valued commodity. So in that sense, understanding all these things and getting my inner game dialed in, I think would have really helped me, looking back now, to be more at peace with where I was when I started my job, and to have really sustained it, and to have invested in it in a very smart way, that ultimately, the way I see it now, like if I went back and I redid the whole thing with the knowledge that I have now of self-development and the inner game that I've built up and the inner game that I could build up specific to game design if I wanted to, I could really position myself over the next like 5 or 10 years to be a highly valued, well-paid designer in that industry, if that's something that I chose. I found a better purpose for myself now, something I'm even more excited about, which is coaching and self-development. But just thinking back, I think it's a great example of how if you're somebody who really cares about your career, figuring out how to dial in your inner game and take out all the inner blocks that you might have that keep you from being fully engaged in it and from fully investing in it in the long term, and stuff that keeps you agitated, stuff that is causing you consistent problems maybe with coworkers or with your confidence or your ability to stay on track and keep focus, like these kinds of things, and just get you more excited to reconnect you with it, to make your career path more sustainable. Maybe you're burning yourself out through how hard you're working at it, so maybe more sustainability there, so that you're able to invest over a longer period of time more efficiently, and that puts you in a very powerful position eventually that will allow you to earn those big bucks, get that big paycheck, have that kind of impact that you want to have with your career, and really get the respect that you will automatically get when you are at the top of your field, not because you have some social connections or because you knew the right people, but just because you have the skills and the knowledge that is so valuable that very few other people have.